Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 19, 1836, the Barbadian newspaper published a report regarding the state of the prison system on the island. This letter was addressed to His Excellency the Governor and compiled by the members of the Board of Superintendents. This board opened by admitting that they were far from experts in the area of prison discipline and the suppression of crime. As a result, the vicious prison system was by and large inadequate due to incompetence and neglect. Determined to turn things around for the better, the committee included in the report the latest jail bill. At the passage of this legislation, the prisoners were now being provided with religious instruction to inspire moral reform. This instruction would be administered by a chaplain, as well as the Lord Bishop, who was officially made a member of the board. The health of the prisoners was now being taken into consideration, with the employ of a competent surgeon on hand. A matron was also appointed to oversee the females. The improvement of the physical condition of the prison building was too seen as a priority. Thus, the board went on to reveal that they were making the most strenuous efforts to facilitate such despite the heavy expenses incurred. As for discipline, prisoners who were sentenced to hard labor were made to break stones for the roads and streets, as well as perform on the treadmill found on location at the jail. While many people today may see the treadmill as torture, the penal treadmill of the 19th century was truly a prisoner's nightmare. They were expected to climb the stairs of this large apparatus attached to a giant wheel, a truly grueling task. Keeping in mind the importance of record keeping, every single transaction, including the reception and discharge of inmates, was documented in a journal. This catalogue, along with the offences committed by each prisoner, was also passed on to His Excellency the Governor. Once again, they admitted that without the assistance of the lunatic asylum, they were not adequately equipped to manage all of the individuals, specifically those described as maniacs. Nonetheless, the Board of Superintendents vowed to improve the prison system to a satisfactory state, as seen in their report published on this day, March 19, 1836.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.